Joining the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 22nd of January, 72. Channel 1 right, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 22nd of January, 72. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 22nd of January, 72. Channel 1 right, and beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 22nd of January, 72.
Like something.
I bet you haven't had but 10 cups of coffee this morning.
Just about that.
Well, I tell you what, you don't have to hold it. Drink it. We just got in a late start. We had to look for some cows and all of them.
You find them?
Yep.
I ain't worth a plug nickel anymore. I haven't worked 2.5 days all last week.
And worse.
Heck, I spent a day and night in the hospital.
In the hospital? You got the flu again?
They said I had pneumonia in both lungs. I don't see why they just don't tell me I'm going to die. All I can be depending on it. Forget about it.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I hope your morning's better than mine.
I'm just miserable. How's yours?
Miserable.
You had any sleep?
No. I ain't had no sleep. When you've been in a predicament like I've been, why, you can't sleep.
You been in the hospital?
Day and a night I stayed there.
You mean pushing a broom?
No, sir. Laying in the bed. Cost me $86. And I ain't no better. That's the sad part about it.
Same thing?
When Frank got in trouble the other night, I had to go get him. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. I tried to tell him. He didn't listen. It did.
Well, I figured you kind of had enough of him for a while.
Well, I was responsible. I'm responsible. He's under 21.
Well, you can't take him around on your knee.
I don't know, but I can darn sure kick them off the end of my toe.
Well, you did that for a while. I'll put it to give Cookie some water, I think.
No, he got one of them juke joints up there on a fake ID. And
on what?
He had a fake ID.
Oh. Make him older than he...
Yeah, they had him 22 years old. He had another boy's ID, you see?
Yeah.
Man alive, that just tore us all up.
Does that make it hard on you? You got one that's empty, see?
Oh. Yeah, it makes it hard on him, it makes it hard on me.
Get one of those that got some in it.
It's got plenty in it. Yes, there's some left in it, yeah. And Laura blew up, and I got her straightened back out again.
I thought Laura sort of settled down.
Well, now, Frank's mostly the cause of that. You see, this boy she was going with.
The long hair.
He turned out to be no good, no earthly good. I mean, he is no earthly good.
You knew that, you said.
I knew that all the time, but I couldn't convince her. She had to find out the hard way.
Yeah.
Don't they all? But poor old daddy has to go to bed.
Hold the bag.
No, I haven't worked at the hospital since Tuesday night. I haven't worked at the university since Wednesday noon.
I've been laying up.
Lord. And you still feel sorry?
Just as sorry as I can be. I ain't got no get up, no energy, and I just ain't got things to do. But they say that's the way it affects you.
And it keeps coming back?
Just keeps coming back. Heck, I weigh 118 pounds again.
You mean it goes that fast?
Stepped on the scales last night, I weigh 118.
That's as bad as a cow. You let a cow miss a meal or two, and you know what that happens to them?
They just go to nothing.
They just sink in, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, you can tell he's lost.
Been calling the school, trying to get some cooperation out of the school, but there ain't no cooperation out of these schools nowadays.
No.
They won't cooperate with you. No.
They got so much trouble already, they...
But I got Laura straightened out. I got her away from that hippie. Yeah, they're getting ready to go to Georgia. Get married.
Oh.
Yeah, he had talked her into going to Georgia and getting married. Yes, my fella.
And then she would have had a permanent job.
You ain't a joking. Taking care of that sorry bastard.
Oh, yes. They know how to do it.
That'd put you in the hospital if you didn't have anything.
That'd put me 6 feet under. So, I got that broke up. I hope permanently. He come down the other night and told me, he said, "Now, Mr. Cook, if you'll get Laura in school," he said, "I'll leave the country and I won't come back." I said, "I'm just going to tell you what I told him." I said, "Buddy, you better pile it on your shoulder and haul it, because she's going to school Monday night." He said, "What do you mean?" I just exactly what I said. I got her starting in school Monday night. She's going to start school Monday night. I've got it arranged at the hospital for her to have Monday and Tuesday nights off as her permanent nights off. She'll go to school them two nights. She'll work the other nights. That gives her no free idle time to get out and cat around.
It's that free idle time that gets them into trouble.
Gets them into trouble. And Frank is just running to the four winds. He's never home. He won't come home hardly. We never know where that boy is half the time. Out on motorcycles, hitchhiking with them hippies, I guess smoking pot, I don't know. But he got in Trader Tom's the other night, and the wrong man saw him go in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You probably heard it on radio.
No.
If on the news.
Oh, it was on the radio.
Oh, yeah. No names was revealed, but Trader Tom got in trouble again for admitting a teenager. See, that's a dozen times he's got in trouble for doing that. All he's after that almighty dollar.
Yeah.
He'll take that chance.
Yeah. That money's as good as anybody's money.
Yeah. Cost me $70 right now.
Cost you?
Because he had that fake ID. Sure did.
You mean they fined you?
Fined me $70.
Because Frank had that fake ID?
That's right.
And then there's not anything you can do through the law.
Nothing at all.
You
can just
cuss all you please.
That's right. And the more you cuss, the worse it makes on you. The best thing to do, just go get it and get it over with and get out of their hair. And get them out of yours. But you see what he's doing now. I'm going to outline the whole thing to you. He goes to school from 8 to 11:30 of the morning. Then he gets a ride to university and works from 12:30 to 4:30. Then he leaves the university and goes to a service station and works from 5 until 11 at night.
Oh, he does.
And he's just blowing his money out. It ain't doing him one bit of good. Okay. That's all them hours he's putting in. All of them. And it ain't doing him no good. Then when he leaves the station after they close it up, he'll go down to the Waffle House on Southwest 13th Street, right back of Trader Tom's and Casaluma Lodge, which is the back door of both of those jukes.
Yeah.
And there's where he hangs out.
Of all places.
And that's at 11 midnight.
That's right. And if Laura don't come down there and get him and bring him home, why, he gets home the best way he can, which sometimes it's 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Or sometimes he don't even come home. See, I left home. I wasn't home for almost 2 weeks. I mean, I just walked out and forgot it. Still got all my clothes over the trailer. But they came down here the other day, I don't know if you all saw them or not, but Helen and Laura and the girls came down there and asked me what was wrong, and I just told them what was wrong. I said, I'm not going to put up with it. Because I don't have to. I'm free, white, and 21. You all can do what you want to.
Well, they came over here when you was out there at the trailer.
Yeah. Woke me up. They all come in, sit down, and talking to me. Asked me what was wrong, and I told them. Laid it on the line. I said, I ain't gonna put up with it. I said, I put up with it for 20 years, and I ain't gonna put up with it another 20. And I mean exactly that. I said, Laura wants an education, but she won't settle down yet. Frank won't settle down. And then I told Helen, I said, then you won't settle down. I said, you've got the bitch and gripe from the time I get home till I leave. And I'm tired of it, and I ain't gonna put up with it. So they told me they'd straighten up. Do what was right, if I'd come back. I said, let me think about it for a few days, and I'll let you know. Then Laura got me cornered over to the hospital. She talked to me. She had my supervisor talk to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I told him, I said, well, I'll go back and I'll try it a few days, but now I ain't gonna put up with it. I'll tell you now before I go, I ain't gonna put up with it. So far, everything's going along smooth. I mean, I got Laura straightened out. If I can get Frank straightened out, well, I'll be all right. But I'm not gonna put up with it. I'm not. I'll pay the bills and make a house payment, but I'm not going to put up with that jaw. I feel I've done my part. If I make their house payment, pay their bills, let them go their way and I'll go mine, I figure I've done my part. But I'm not going to put up with that lip. If I go out here and work 16 hours a day, when I go home, I want a hearty welcome. I don't want a yeah. Am I right or wrong, Faith?
I think you're wrong. You just don't pay attention to it. Just let it go in one ear and out the other.
I've done that for 20 years, and my ears are stopped up. It won't go through no longer. I ain't gonna put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it.
I'd work the hardship on your family if they kept coming and yap at you.
Now, that hardship can go two different ways. I ain't gonna put up with it. I mean,
well, now, them least ones, cookies. They ought to be a consolation. They are healthy and handsome.
I agree 100%. And just as mean as a snake. They're angels when they're out here.
Is that it?
Well, they sure look like angels, Cookie. I don't know any prettier children in the world.
All right.
They won't do nothing. They will not do nothing. They won't clean up their bedroom. They won't wash the dishes. They won't do nothing. They'll sit in the living room and sit down on the stool and do nothing and sit there all day long in the kitchen full of dirty dishes. And I'll be darned if I'm going to put up with that. I wasn't brought up that way.
That's a little hard.
I'm not. I mean it. And I told them I wasn't going to put up with it. When they get through with the meal, get them dishes and get them off the table and get them done now.
You know the thing, you know when Barbara was out here, the only thing she did that hurt me, after working a year straight over there in Stratford, you know, and getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and cleaning out them stalls, she got so she couldn't wake up. And I tell you the truth, that got me.
Well, now Frank got the same way, Helen says, that he won't get up. She can just yell and yell and yell, and he won't get up.
Yeah.
But I can understand why, getting in at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, why he's dead.
Yeah.
He don't get enough rest. He's failing in school. He's going to lay them two service station jobs down and get home and get his rest, or else. He makes enough money at the university for his spending money.
Good God Almighty.
He drew $88 yesterday.
God.
And I'll bet you a nickel he ain't got 20 of them in his pocket right now.
Hell, he's a capitalist, because God Almighty, and going to school.
$88
a week.
Every 2 weeks. That's $44 a week that boy's making.
That should meet spending money.
God, I never got 44 cents a month, let alone $44 a week.
Yeah.
And I was going to school.
I hated to see that big old Cadillac go down the drain. That was such a beautiful car.
Well, he was out on the weed that night, so I hear. Marijuana. He was on marijuana that night. And I want him to catch him. Lord, I do. I mean it. He's going too far. And sooner or later, he's going to get caught. One more time on that weed. I tried to talk to him, but he won't listen to me. But I'm going to have to hand it to Laura. I've got to hand it to her. The other night at 12:30, she went home. Monday night. Tuesday night. I hadn't got off from work yet. But she knew I'd beat the trailer. When I got there, she drove in.
That's a trailer.
You all probably saw the lights and heard the commotion. And she come in, got inside the door, she put her arms around my neck. Daddy, I've got something to tell you. I said, all right, let's hear it. I mean, I was provoked. I was just out of this world. I mean, things have gone too far. She told me what she had to tell me. She said, me and Ronnie's done. I said, what do you mean? I won't see him no more. I said, is that right? She said, yeah. Well, I said, what brought all this on? I thought you was going to Georgia in a couple of weeks and get married. She said, I decided not to. I said, all right. She said, I want you to help me. I said, well, now, what do you want me to help you do? Where do you want me to start? I don't know nothing. I'm in the dark. You got to lay it all for me now. I thought I'd been helping you all along, but it hadn't done no good. Now, you tell me what you want me to do. Well, she started crying. She said, Daddy, I want to go to school, but I can't go. I can't pass the test. I said, well, you graduated from high school. Why can't you pass the test? I'm just too dumb. She said, I only passed that, only my IQ on that test for the nurse's training. My grade was only 8th grade education. And they won't accept me. And she was hurt so bad to tell me that. I mean, it hurt her to tell me.
Oh, that took a lot, Cookie.
But she got down, I mean, she broke down and she told me. She said, I'm ashamed of myself. Said, I've been lying to you and Mommy all the time about going to Santa Fe. She said, I'll drive up in the parking lot and I'm just ashamed to go in and face them people. She said, I want you to help me get in school. And I said, all right. Where do you want me to start? What school do you want to start in? She said, I want to start in Hawthorne. I want to take 2 refresher courses and brush up on my English and math till I can pass that test. Then I want to go to nursing school. I said, all right. When do you want to start? Anytime. It don't make any difference. I said, okay. Went in town. I got on the telephone and I got to calling and talking to people. And I spent $4 or $5 there before I could turn around. Telephone calls. Got her things out thrice out for. And she's starting to school Monday night. And that boy told me that if I get her started in school, he'd leave the country and wouldn't come back, wouldn't bother. I said, buddy, you better pile it on your shoulder and hold, because she's going to school. And I'm in it. She's going to start school Monday night. She on Monday and Tuesday night until April. She gonna take the examination again. If she passes it then, she's going full time to Santa Fe Junior College. And I'm gonna foot the bill, because she's got to quit work. She can't put in 16 hours a day in that Locksville General Hospital.
Not go to school.
8 hours a day in school and 8 hours on the floor working. She can't do that. Because all their classes after the first 6 weeks will be in the Lutchwood General Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And she absolutely cannot put in 16 hours in that hospital. It'll drive her crazy.
Well, it's not fair. She, you know.
And I told her, I said, okay. You buckle up and show interest. And I'll put you through. Then I went yesterday and talked with the director of adult education there in Hawthorne, Bill Baker. And he said, Mr. Cook, I'll bend over backwards and get her through. Well, I got that straightened up. I hope it's permanent.
Well, that's at least she's
honest
with you. She came through. And you know
she
what
came out.
You know why.
She was honest. I know where to start now. I know what to do. But Frank is my problem. I don't know where to start with that boy. I don't. I just don't know.
How long did it used to take a fella to work all that devilment out of his system? the old days. In my recollection, it didn't take so long.
No, I mean, heck, a year at the most. But Frank's been going wild for 2 years, you might say.
And he's still young.
He's still young and he's still going to run wild. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I told him at the police station, I said, fellas, you get him one more time, you can keep him, because don't call me. Or come and get me, I'm not putting out no more money. And I mean it. That's it. I gave him a chance. I'm not gonna go no more. When I do all I can do, that's all I can do.
It's just almost inconceivable that Franklin would give anybody any trouble. He was always such a right along with you all the time.
Yeah, he'd come down here and get with you fellas, and he cooperates 100%. He does. Anything y'all want to do or want done, he jumps to and goes right down and does it. And he won't turn his hand at home to do nothing. He went and bought a kitchen sink for his mother yesterday, and I had to go and pay for that. The man delivered and set it off at the house yesterday, and he said, that'd be $82 and some few odd cents. I said, what do you mean? He said, Frank said the money will be waiting here. I said, fella, I'm sorry, but I ain't got that much money. But I said, you got it unloaded, and we need one. I was going to buy one when I got able. But I said, I can't put out $82 now. But he said, I'll work along with you. He said, how much have you got? I said, I've got about $40 is all I got. Well, I'll go along with that. Now I'm stuck with that.
Why,
Cookie? That's the truth. I had to pay $40 on that kitchen sink. I put it in. Put it in yesterday.
You got it in?
Yeah, it didn't take me 30 minutes to put it in. It was a metal cabinet, 54 inches long, had cabinets underneath. There's four connections I had to connect up, that was it. Take the other one loose and set the other one right back down on and screw the connections up. It won't take long to put one of them in. But it takes a long time to earn $82. Pay for it.
Free. Free. That you don't spend.
Yeah. That you don't need for something else.
Yeah. How'd Franklin get that in his head?
He's doing that to bribe his mama, I think. Make her feel good. Well, I had to scrape her off the wall and that went yesterday when they brought that in. Lord, she had to see it. And he knows I don't buy nothing in Hawthorne. He knows I don't do that.
And he bought that in Hawthorne?
He bought that in Hawthorne. I don't even buy a pack of cigars in Hawthorne.
Still don't.
But I was forced to buy that. I mean, he got nasty about the old fella did. Really, he did. He got nasty. But he thinks Frank's just it.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. Him and his boys, chums, and his boys got a motorcycle, and Frank rides that motorcycle, and oh yeah, Frank's just it.
And he got nasty.
He got nasty.
Why, Cookie, they just rubbing your nose in it, aren't they?
They're just they're running over me. That's got to stop, guy. It's got to stop. I ain't gonna put up with it.
You used to have the whip hand when even when you first come out here.
Yeah. I could snap my finger and they'd all jump too. I snap my finger now and they jump up in my face and tell me to go to hell.
We used to go over at Alvin's and they'd look at them brats in here. They don't even hear what he says.
No.
And Cookie's got his trained.
They ain't trained now.
God almighty. Well, Cookie, is that some of your... Is that something coming home to you?
I don't know. I never treated my dad like that. My dad will tell you that.
He just got a stick of soap where you wouldn't got away with it.
He'd have beat my brains out. Yes, my fella.
Yeah.
But now Helen's brother, baby brother, is a run. He like to broke them all up there in automobiles. John, he started when he first got his driver's license. He totaled a brand new 57 Chevrolet. He totaled it out. Then Mr. Coker bought a 58 Ford. He wrecked it. Then he bought a 58 Valiant, a 58 Volkswagen. He wrecked it. Then he traded in on a 60 Valiant after he drove it so many years. And that didn't last too long. Then he done just like I'm gonna have to do. He quit.
What happened to the boy?
He's out on his own now. Been out on his own since he was 18 years old. They don't know how he's living or how he's making it.
Oh, they don't?
No.
He just cut loose.
They cut him loose. He don't come home. Maybe once a year. He's married now and got a little baby, and they saw the baby one time, and the baby's almost 2 years old. Now take that and smoke in your pipe.
And there they are, just good, plain country folks.
That's right. But they won't, it ain't good enough. They ain't wild enough. Home life ain't wild enough for these young people anymore. It's got to be wild, rock and roll.
Well, that was in your time, in 58, you're still up there.
That's right.
Is he the one that's the band director?
He drinks an awful lot, just like his Uncle Howard. His Uncle Howard would drink anything that had alcohol in it. Shaving lotion, it didn't make no difference. And John's following in his footsteps. That's the way it goes.
Well, you sure get to see people in a different light, don't you? Now, this fella that brought the sink, you hadn't seen him like that.
I never saw the man before. No, he's new in town. I never saw the man before. Didn't know him from Adam's house cat.
But now, Bill Baker came around.
I went down to the school and talked to Bill Baker. And he's very interested. And he told me, he said, "Mr. Cook, Frank's on the wrong road. He's not going to make it. He's not going to pass 11th grade this year if he don't shape up. If he fails this semester, this session, that's it. This quarter, that's it. Because he failed first quarter. There ain't no way for him to make up if he fails this quarter. Of course, that's two quarters out of three, and there ain't no way you can make up that.
And then his job up at the university there is a part of the, connected with the schooling.
Right.
And they can't hire him at his age unless he's in school.
That's right. They can't do it.
And that's the best thing he's got.
Well, yeah, man, my supervisor told me, he said, Mr. Cook, if that boy was old enough, he said, I'd put him in as my boss right under me.
If
he was
do anything.
School, he can do anything. And he would, too. That'd put him up $7,000 a year. That'd put him above me.
Well, that's the way it is these days. Children make more than pappy the first year.
Yeah. So I just got to draw the line now.
Right, 17?
17.
You got a what?
I just got to draw the line and do something else. I don't know what to do. I don't know which steps to take.
Get your breath. That's the hardest thing, isn't it?
That's right. That's the hardest thing, getting my breath.
Just get out of it where you can clear your head.
Well, you see how they need you, though. See, Helen couldn't have done with this with Laura by herself. So.
No, they couldn't have done it. I mean, they didn't know where to go. They didn't know what to do.
Helen wouldn't. She can't get around. She can't ride a bicycle, and she can't drive a car. Does she transact business?
She's got no value of money.
You transact all of the...
I do it all.
Make all the arrangements.
I make all the arrangements.
Always have?
Always have. And since she's been working, I don't know where her money goes. I don't. But I got to make my little dad go a long ways.
You certainly have.
A long way. Light bill, phone bill, groceries, house payment. Laura don't make any more than enough to keep her on the road. I mean, keep her to and from work.
She don't realize how much it costs, does she?
She don't realize. No, none whatsoever. She thinks nothing about going out here and paying $22 for a pair of shoes. Nothing at all.
And that shoe polish?
Shoe polish, a dollar a box.
And those uniforms are expensive.
I bought her one for Christmas, cost me $17.
Well, that adds up.
That's right.
It don't leave much out of that little salary she gets.
No. And Helen, she buys she's so big, she busts her clothes out so bad, she has to buy clothes every week. And she won't go to a doctor. She's sick, but she won't go to a doctor. There's something wrong with that woman. You think I can get her to go to a doctor? Uh-uh. Might as well talk that chair over there. I'd get her more move out of that chair than with her.
Well, I'll tell you, Cookie, when I've known that so many times, and people think there's something wrong with them, and they won't go to the doctor, and it seems like there's nothing anybody can do.
Well, now you see me, I went up front and spent $86 for a night, day and night. Then it was $28 for emergency room and a doctor. $13.50 for drugs one time. $7 another time, $6 another time. Then last week it was $28 again. And I missed 2.5 days' work, one place, and 3 nights at another. So I'm going downhill. I got to stop.
You're going backwards now.
I'm going backwards. I'm over a barrel.
And you lost all those pounds.
I've lost down from 137 down to 118 in 2 weeks.
And out at the university, they were getting so they were counting on you.
Yeah, they sent word by Frank yesterday to make sure I got back Monday because they needed me. They ain't got nobody to do that work. They ain't got a man that can run that grader. Landscaper. Not a man. They got sod coming for the music building Monday morning.
You know, you're getting along so well out there, and then you had your sort of free time, you know, to look around. I was gloomy about that hospital job. When you're feeling good, you feel like you can just do everything, and the first thing you know, if something hits you, and it's got you.
Well, that hospital job is no place for me. I'm putting it down. But now, don't get me wrong. I've got to make more money since things has come up like they have. I've got to make more money than I'm making at the university. Because that won't even start to what I've got to put out. I can get more money. $25 more on a week and work 4 less hours a week. I can get $100 a week and work 36 hours a week.
How's that?
At a service station.
You don't want to leave that. You don't want to leave that university thing. See, that's good for life.
I know. I mean, I can get this on the side.
Yeah.
I can get this hospital, this service station on the side. I've got to make more money than I'm making at the university for another few months. I've got to. I can get caught up. Well, see, I went backwards about $500 here in the past month.
Well, now, you can get all that at a service station?
I sure can.
At night?
From 5 o'clock in the evening to 11 at night. 6 nights a week.
Out where you were on I-75?
No, on Southwest 13th Street with that Arco service station. Atlantic Ridgefield Station. The fella wants me to go in there and manage it on the evening shift from 5 to 11. See, he got a day man there. And he goes off at 5 o'clock. He's wanting me to go in there and take over from 5 to 11 because he closes up at 11.
Just 4 days a week?
6 days a week. That's 36 hours a week for $100.
Five to 11.
That's better than 5 to 1 or something. What you been working at the hospital?
5 to 1. Getting to bed around 2:30.
You see, then when you put those hours in, you get the flu on top of that. You haven't got any energy.
That's right.
That's the trouble.
So
I'm getting along with it. And then that's when you get the flu, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's when it really works on you.
Yeah.
But I just can't. Pay their insurance. See, I got life insurance. I got house insurance. I've got
car insurance.
Car insurance and light bill, telephone bill, house payment. I got to make every month, every year. It all adds up. I just can't make it. I mean, there's no help. My little old $221 every 2 weeks don't go very far.
No, not with that.
It just don't go around.
And you can't do it on the side without putting in them hours.
I got to put in them hours.
Well, you get that screwball idea of going up to Valdosta when you got a little free time.
I made $90 in one day.
You also lose $90 in one day. You don't make anything on those damn horses.
Oh, shoot.
Now, that cow transaction, you see, was my old friend up there in Lake Butler. You couldn't beat him because he hadn't got anything to start with. You just bound to get to the worst end if you trade with him.
I wouldn't trade dollars with him if he gave me a quarter to boot.
He don't even have to be shrewd in order to beat you.
Why, he can
you
laugh
just
at
beat yourself.
He can laugh
that
at you.
Bastard.
He can laugh at you and beat you. And then laugh harder.
So you got judgment, and he got none, and he beat you. That's the only way I can figure it.
Well, how many calves you got?
I got 4 heifers and 2 bulls. And little Patrick, the first one.
Sure enough.
And he just walks off and lures a little heifer, and they start racing.
Hmm.
And they're all just beautiful.
Yes,
sir. I've got to get out there and see them.
And let me tell you, I'm in bad shape. I've lost a cow every night for the last 2 or 3 nights. You see, I count them off and I can't find them. If I wait, they'll come up, you see. But I try to...
Force them.
Yes, hurry them. Now, I lost Pet last night and she was right back there, a little clump.
Couldn't
you remember where little 33 was down?
Yeah.
Well, it was right next to that in a little clump. Well, if she'd stood up, I might have seen her, but might not. Because she didn't get any light back of her. She got a beautiful bull calf, Pet. But she'd been, couldn't walk for the last week. They punched her.
Well, how did that little heifer that vet said wouldn't have a calf, was too fat to have a calf, has she had a calf yet?
Oh, no.
He said she'd have to be the first one, didn't he?
In November. Said I'd better get in a hurry.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, she's right out there now. But she's so big she can't hardly walk.
Don't make any difference. You watch her come out of it. She'll make it.
And he won't have to take it?
No, sir.
Well, I don't think he will either.
No, sir. She's too big.
Over 2 years old now.
She's too big. He won't have to take it. No.
Well, you can tell by the way they look behind.
Yes, sir.
If she starts spreading back there, huh?
Yeah. Right at the roots of their tail, if they start sinking down there just a little bit. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
We'll go out and look at that.
You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Well, and let me tell you, these damned old lights, I can't see. And I thought I'd go down, that's where I was going when I saw you drive up. I put up the dishes and one thing, we went out there first thing in the morning, little red cow. And I was going down there to get old Carl Smith. Old Carl. And what's the fella's name that runs the junkyard? You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And see if they wouldn't take a headlight or something and fix it up there for a spot. Can you do that?
You know, when we have to look at the animals at night.
You can't see.
Yeah. I want to keep them maneuver around.
Yeah. Now you get a regular spotlight and they'll rob you.
Yeah.
But you got all these old
seal beams. You can rig one up.
You'd have to have a. The only trouble is all those things that work off the battery. You've got to have the right sort of
connection.
A fuse. You know, so just so much light juice gets through there.
Yeah.
Transformer.
I thought if he could, he never has done anything for me. I've been down there a lot of times, and I thought, well, sir, he got a whole yard of old wrecks, and he ought to be able to rig one of them up that I could hold out the window, or just hold anywhere. And you wouldn't even have to keep it on the same car. You could just
take it off and put it on something else.
Put it on something else. Get your little handle or something.
Of course, now a 6-volt. Yeah, Chevrolet is 6-volt.
Oh, it is?
Your other cars is 12-volt.
Oh, I thought that's 12-volt.
No, that's 6-volt. But you use it back there all the time anyway, don't you? Chevrolet?
Benny, isn't it?
Yeah.
It floods.
It does.
But all you got to do is just don't pump it.
Yeah.
I don't know why in the hell I pumped it last night. If you don't do anything to it, just push that button, it goes right off.
Well, I got to go call that doctor.
About yourself?
Yeah. Maybe go see him. I know what he's going to do. I know exactly what the man's going to do.
He's going to go to bed?
He's going to call me in for a shot of penicillin and to go to bed.
Well, now that... There's nothing... There's no remedy for that if it's the same thing you had. There's no remedy for it.
Just slow it down. That's all I can do.
Just keep your health up and
But this whole side here just feels like there's about a 5-pound bag of sugar in there. You know what I mean? Just heavy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, now let me tell you, cause old Hodge, he went out fast.
Yeah, I know. They've got him going out every day in the hospital.
And it caught him. He didn't know what he had. He kept going, and it got him. Look at that beautiful thing on that suet. You see him where he's sitting? Look at that.
Gosh.
Ain't he a beauty?
He sure is. Well, have you saw Leonard?
Oh, no. I don't expect to see him. He's a freeloader.
Haven't even saw Sharon.
Channel 1 right, around 900, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 22nd of January, 72. Channel 1 right, around 900, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 22nd of January, 72. Channel 1 right, around 900, the end of visit with Cookie this Saturday morning, the 22nd of January, 72.
But I've seen them birds. I've worked with them birds. Two.
Well, I'm going to go see what that dog is. I know he's going to want to give me a shot. Now I might as well go in and get it, because I know he's going to want to give it to me.
Well, we can get a foot in the can.